We're going to talk to Jordan Cornett right now, an old friend of the program. My goodness, Notre Dame basketball player, member of the Notre Dame Radio Basketball Network, and now he's become such a media mogul. I'm probably going to leave something out, Jordan. I've seen you on NBC Sports Network, CBS Sports, ESPN 1000. Is there anything I'm leaving out? I mean, I'm sure your W-2s have more than that.
I got FS1, and I got my morning show here in Chicago. But outside of that, you covered it all.
Beautiful. Good to hear from you. How are you?
DP, Eric, I'm doing well, guys. It's been a while. How's everybody?
We are doing terrific, and congratulations on all your success. Love hearing you talking basketball across the country. And I've heard you talk about this subject, but in case there's a group of fans who haven't heard you talk about this, could you just offer a thought or two on your thoughts of your alma mater being team number 69 and just missing out of the NCAA tournament?
Well, do you guys have like a drop button so if I start cursing, like, jump out on me here? We're good to answer honestly here how I truly feel. It's a travesty, guys. I mean, it's two different teams. Bonzi Colson, preseason All-American, who's good for 20-10 the minute he steps on the floor, to 14-5 team. And he disappears for, what, 15 games? They go, what, 6-9? 0-4 with him and Maddie out in some of those games. But one of the games that they did win without Maddie Farrell and Bonzi Colson was up in Syracuse. And what they did do is win that game on Syracuse's floor, but yet Syracuse is into this tournament. I really don't understand that. Bonzi came back, looked like the Bonzi he was before he got hurt. You know, played great in Charlottesville. They knock off, well, not knock off. You can never use that term talking about beat Pittsburgh this year. But they beat Pittsburgh. Then they knock off Virginia Tech, and I thought they did enough to get in. I was really hurt by it, if you can't tell.
I can tell.
Jordan, I'm curious. I think if I remember right, you played in a couple of NCAAs and a couple of NITs. And I wonder.
Yeah, I played in a couple NCAAs, and those NITs definitely stayed with me.
Okay, what as a player going into the NIT, what was kind of your thought of, after having played in a couple NCAAs? Because that's kind of the same shoes Bonzi and Matt Farrell are in. And then, is there value to playing in the NIT?
Yeah, there's value in it for the young guys. There's values in it for guys like Mooney to grow. Younger guys are guys that I immediately identify with. It's absolutely awful. Worse than a visit to the dentist for a root canal for a guy like Bonzi or Maddie or Austin, who's a 5-year guy, or Marty, Big Marty, or Matt Gregory. Like, that's the hardest thing that you'll deal with on a sports level in terms of, you know, it's just awful. It never leaves you. But life goes on. I mean, then you suffer real heartbreak in life. And let me tell you, there's things that are a lot worse. Yeah. But in that moment, that's the toughest thing those guys have to deal with. And they got to sack up, go out there and play. And I feel for them. And I got to tell you guys, I don't want to get too far off topic here, but I feel like talking to you guys in South Bend, it's worth mentioning this. But, you know, I tweeted out the other day that, you know, I feel bad for Matty Farrell. I feel bad for Bonzi Colson that they have to go out this way after great careers. And I tweeted that out, and I didn't pay much attention to it. And then I got a message from Martinez Gebbin in my direct message, and he said, "Hey, man, Jordan, it was really respectful how he hit me up and said, you know, it's a whole team of seniors here that are let down. It's not just those two guys. I gave my heart to this place." And I felt so bad because in a miscommunication of sending a tweet out, I left off the fact that this guy gave his heart to that place. And this is a guy in Martinez Gebbin who went from a junior being a role player to committing to the process and being one of the toughest interior guys in the conference. I mean, he averaged 11-8 and committed to the game and gave his heart to that place and kept the boat afloat when Bonzi was out and really stepped up his play. So to answer really long, and you guys knew I was going to go long probably on something, but I really, really respect the man that a guy like Martinez Gebbin has become. Reach out to me and voice, like, I put everything into this too, and so did Matt, and so did Austin. But to see that hurt, like, when you give it all and you can't go back and do it all over again, it hurts. And I really respect Martinez for who he became, but also for reaching out to me. And right. I was absolutely wrong. So I did want to kind of mention that.
Well, Jordan Cornett is our guest here on WSBT Radio. And Jordan, I respect those guys that they're playing in this NIT, the fact that Mike Bray wants them to be in it. I respect that. Here's been my thought. I hate to see this senior class play in this NIT because they went to two Elite Eights. They won an ACC championship, a Maui Classic. Their resume is so long and beautiful. It's just, to me, this isn't the way it should end. And I know Tom Noy told us the story two nights ago that you threw your NIT watch in the wastebasket after getting that gift.
Oh, are you kidding me? I threw that thing out the minute I got it. That's no disrespect to that tournament. That's no disrespect.
Yes,
to the
it
is. Playing it right now. It's a disrespect. Yeah, okay. You know what? What am I talking about? It's a complete disrespect to the tournament. I can't even lie about it. It's absolutely what it is. Those guys don't want to be playing in that thing. I mean, let's be honest. They don't deserve to be playing in that thing. Yeah. The one seed that you don't want to have, I'll tell you, it's the worst one seed in the history of the one going next to a name, is the one seed in the NIT. Because that means you were the very last team to not get a chance to be in the tournament. And because Davidson, a Rhode Island team, couldn't close out Davidson, that the committee thinks that's the spot that we should lose over a Syracuse, who they beat, who they have beaten, over an Arizona State team, who they would beat, over some of these other teams like Oklahoma, who Notre Dame would beat. It's hard. It's really, really hard.
Yep.
Well, Jordan, I think there's a really cool legacy that Bonzi, Martinez, Austin, Matt, I don't want to leave anybody out here, but the seniors left, because Notre Dame basketball is cool at this moment. They're getting great recruits. The announcers on TV love them. It looks like the future is really bright for next year. They have the transfer from Connecticut who's going to be eligible. I don't know if you've had a chance to take a peek at him play, but I'm curious your thoughts of what next year might look like for this team.
Well, yeah, I worry about the big fella because he has a chance to beat my shot block record, and you know that's the only thing I hold on to, guys. So that's like the biggest thing going for next season, obviously. But no, in all seriousness, this team's going to be really good. I mean, come on, they don't have back-to-back bad seasons. You know, the last time that misfortune hit this team in this way in the ACC was the first year in it, when Jaron was removed from school with academic issue for 1 year and then comes back. That next year, what happened? I mean, they were terrible that one season, but they got right back in the groove the next. And this team this year was far from terrible. This is a very good team. So, yeah, they lose a lot in this senior class, four guys who played heavy minutes and contributed a lot, and a walk-on who made this team better every day at practice. But I think what you're seeing is guys elevate their roles, and I am curious to see Rex Pfluger as a senior. I am curious to see a few of those other guys get older and improve and see what the team can be, but I think they'll be dangerous.
Jordan Cornette, which ACC team are you hanging your hat on to make that big run in the NCAA tournament?
Oh, so we're going to talk about this thing, huh?
Just a little.
In the ACC, I think Duke is a Sweet 16 team. And outside of that, I don't have any ACC getting to the Elite Eight. I don't see much action coming out of the ACC this year.
I don't either.
See a lot of early exits.
Interesting. And since we're in the Midwest, the Big Ten, there's a lot of Purdue fans around here, Jordan, hoping this is the year they get to the Final Four for the first time since 1979. Boy, they had that long winning streak, and since that winning streak, they've been a little uneven, up and down, got to the Big Ten title game. With the Boilermakers, the way they play defense, I feel like they have a chance, but do you think this is the year they have enough to get to the Final Four?
I think it's going to be one of the best games in the tournament, DP, when Purdue plays Villanova.
Oh, yes.
I truly do. I think that's going to be one of the best games, and you and Eric tell me if I'm wrong, but that one, I have Kansas and Michigan State as another Elite Eight matchup. I think Arizona-Kentucky is an early round game. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a lot of great ones. Purdue has every opportunity to get to San Antonio. I'm not saying it's a lock that they get to Villanova, but if they did get to Villanova, I don't think it's a lock that Villanova wins. I think this Purdue team, with how well they're run at the point guard spot, with Carson Edwards, along with the way that Vince scores it and the size down low, it's a very good team.
Mm. Jordan, I'm curious about the SEC. They put a lot of teams in this year. And when I went back and looked at non-conference, Texas A&M was really the team that got most of their kind of marquee out-of-conference wins. A lot of the other teams that were finished ahead of the standings didn't have those kind of wins, and I'm curious what you think might be the dangerous teams, what their staying power as a conference might be.
Just the general all conferences or especially the SEC?
SEC, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Focusing on that SEC, you know, it's interesting because I think Tennessee, I have Tennessee going to the Elite Eight.
That's the one team I like from that conference.
Yeah, I mean, they really guard you, Eric. They can really dictate a game defensively with their physicality, and their guards have been playing better, and those guards have been knocking down the triple at an impressive rate down the stretch. And for that, I think Tennessee could move kind of far in this. Kentucky, if they weren't playing the best player alive right now, it feels like, in DeAndre Ayton in that second round, Kentucky is an incredibly dangerous team. And I think they're one of the hottest teams in college basketball at this moment in time because how well they defend, but also the fact that those guys started making shots out of nowhere. Now they can score in a half court, something they've really struggled to do. But as good as they are defensively, as long and as much as they like to run with that athleticism, Kentucky's scary. That Kentucky-Arizona game is going to be a fun one second day.
My final question for you, Jordan, we always have to ask you about those Butler Bulldogs.
Oh, come on, man. I wish I could pick them as the national champion. You heard me allude to Purdue and how far Purdue's going to go. And I'm telling you, it's going to be hard for me to go to Indy this Friday, and I'll tell you why here in a second what I'm going for. But it's going to be hard to go down to Indy on Friday because I got Purdue beat Butler. They matched up earlier this year. Butler looked just inferior to this Purdue team. They're so big. I think the size becomes a factor for Butler. But really quick, this Friday is the Joel Cornette Foundation event down at Scotty's Doghouse in remembrance of my brother who passed away a year and a half ago. We do it's the first inaugural event for his foundation in his name. And it's at a bar right next to Hinkle Fieldhouse in India. We're doing a tournament watch all day on Friday. So if anybody listening would want to come on down to India and hang out with us at Scotty's Doghouse on Butler's campus. We'll be watching games all day. There's a really cool raffle. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Outstanding. So that's Friday. So folks, take note of that.
I'm off Friday.
Yeah,
maybe I'll drive down.
There you go.
Hey, come on down, man. It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, my last question for you. Is there a team seeded 11th or lower that you think could get to the Sweet 16? Is there somebody you like in that mix?
Well, I don't like that they're becoming a sexy pick right now because I've been on them all season long. My girlfriend does sideline reporting. She did a few of their games. It's that New Mexico State team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a team that could go to the Sweet 16. I have them going to the Sweet 16.
I do too.
I think they're going to give Kansas a run for their money, too. I really like that team. They got size. They really guard. They can slow you down, but they can get out and run. They got a 5'9 point guard who's disruptive. I think that's a dangerous team.
Jordan, I got to tell you, you're becoming so famous now with all these college basketball jobs. I'm going to be able to tell my grandkids I did one Notre Dame basketball game with this Cornette guy. And you know what? Before they put us together for that one game where I filled in for Jack, they hadn't been to the Elite Eight. Since we did that game, they've been to two. Do you think it's just coincidence?
I think it's coincidence. I appreciate all the love, although you know me. You'll just remember me for that bad jump shot I had for 4 years.
Come on,
what did that one game end up in, though, DP? It ended up in some hardware for you, my friend.
It sure did, and you yelled, got it, as loud as you could on the last three-pointer of that game, which I'll never, ever forget. And, hey, I know you're extremely busy. I really appreciate you taking a couple of times to talk to us here in South Bend. Greatly appreciate it. Let me tell you, you sound great, all the things you're doing right now.
And I want to see you on the Food
Eric,
Network.
I really appreciate it. Hey, now you're talking. That's where I'd love to be. Are you kidding me?
All right.
Guys are the best. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. Greatly appreciate it. Have fun in the tournament.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Our good friend Jordan Cornette, all-time leading shot blocker in Notre Dame history, Notre Dame Radio Network, NBC Sports Network, FS1, CBS Sports, ESPN 1000. You can't miss him.
I feel better about my bracket now after talking to him.
I know. He said a lot of things that line up in my bracket, too.